Hello and welcome once again to The Gourmet's Gourmet. My name is Oscar Hume the Fourth.
I'm Jonathan Tisdale the Seventh.
And we are here again on 10-minute podcasts airwaves, essentially on loan from the BBC radio series of the exact same name, The Gourmet's Gourmet.
Yes.
And we are here on a very special day for our return engagement.
American holiday.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving all.
Indeed. Well, I don't know how happy it was for the Native Americans. I think if one were to pick up a history book, of course, they did us a service, the white settlers. They kept them from starving to death, and then we turned around and gave them smallpox and destroyed them.
Well, whatever it is we gave them, it was delicious, because the fare was of the era, a wonderful array, a cornucopia, if you will, of turkey and stuffing and cornbread muffins and cranberry dressing and sweet potatoes and all of this. And I would imagine it's what our usual 10-minute podcaster hosts, William Sasso, Brian Callan, and Christopher D'Elia, are enjoying with their families currently.
Well, I should say that...
It just gets me so excited.
Well, I should say, for the most part...
It's lasted this many years.
Yes, well, for the most part, my experience with... And it's been very limited, of course, but my experience with the way the Americans eat turkey and potatoes and the like.
Yummy.
Is actually to cater to a broader palate, a broad palate of... what's more important, seems, to the American palate is salt and I suppose, well, for the most part, salt and fat, isn't it?
Wonderful elements. Yes, good point, Jonathan.
Oscar, yes wonderful, but there's got to be more, hasn't there?
Oh, and there is.
To call yourself a gourmet.
Pumpkin pie, and what do they put? They put marshmallows with the sweet potatoes. Right,
perfectly horrid and rather pedestrian. I think the most important thing to remember is that one mustn't settle for just... a turkey that we salt and pepper.
No, you must stuff it.
Well, you could stuff it, I suppose, with chestnuts and boar sausage.
You could take this recipe that I saw on the internet, which was basically they took goldfish. I believe it's made by some snack company out here. And they soaked them in Dr. Pepper, soda pop.
Are you being quite serious?
And then they stuffed that, mushed that together with bread and I think it was some Totino's pizza rolls. And they put it together into the bird, and it was these fellows on the YouTube who eat giant amounts of food.
I must say, Oscar, you're terribly forgiving, aren't you, of the everyday and common man?
Well,
it's a little bit, isn't it? A little bit like going to a museum and looking at Van Gogh, and then perhaps Picasso and Matisse, and then coming across, I suppose, something an imbecile had painted with his fingers.
Well, perhaps,
or perhaps even an even a donkey.
Are you talking about the paintings where dogs are playing poker together? I quite like those. Or where Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, and James Dean are all hanging out at the same 50s diner.
Oscar, there's got to be criteria.
Look, let me tell you something, Jonathan. As a Michelin chef of 30-plus years, and you're in the same boat, my good man, I just feel at this point my palate has graduated.
Graduated what? I mean, nonconformity, homogeneity?
Let's
be quite honest. For the most part, just the act of basting the bird, the act of raising the bird, the act of choosing to raise the bird on its natural diet, which changes the meat, of course. I mean, the fact, first of all, that turkey in this country is white meat when it really should be dark meat. Is that
I will not disagree with you there.
I would argue, in fact, that to cut into a real turkey, a turkey raised in the wild on its natural diet.
Quite.
The meat is very similar.
Yes.
To pheasant, isn't it?
To pheasant, yes it is. I was just about to say that.
And then to baste the turkey, which takes years to perfect.
Yes.
But most of us brush butter on.
Jonathan, you're leaving something out to take that white meat that here in North America we're more used to. You can use it for other things. You can chop it up and chop it up and put it in tacos, for instance.
To the dog.
Or you could mash it together and put it in little balls and fry it and make little pizza balls. The kids would love that.
Oscar,
or you could cut, chop it up, and put it on top of nachos.
Oscar,
how about this?
Oscar,
I wish that McDonald's would have a turkey burger.
Oscar,
alternative.
I really must object at the moment. I mean, this is the Gourmet's Gourmet.
This evening.
And there must be standards. I mean,
yes,
for you to sit here and talk about pizza balls and the like
yes.
is perfectly horrendous. It's horrid.
This evening, we will be joining Wolfgang Puck. Yes,
Puck,
we'll
yes.
be at Wolfgang Puck's home here in the Hollywood Hills, his Los Angeles mansion. And
yes.
I cannot wait for the spread that our Wolfie will be spreading out for us, because it is our first Thanksgiving here.
As long as we don't have to say grace.
I tell you what, one thing I just cannot wait for, Jonathan, is while we're waiting for that grand bird to come out with all of the fixing, all of the goldfish stuffing Dr. Pepper.
Well, I'm not sure Wolfgang Puck would be using Dr.
Perhaps
Pepper.
Perhaps he'll deep fry it, so that would be wonderful. Maybe we'll get to watch some American footy. Some football. We'll get to see, who is it, Peyton Brady take on Aaron Favre and the Chicago Dolphins. And we'll order a pizza. Wouldn't that be fun, Jonathan? We'll be like, Yankees, wouldn't we?
Well, it could also be American. I suppose it could be also fun to roll around on thumbtacks. I don't think that's what I would call a satisfactory evening. I mean, you have a chance to eat turkey prepared by one of the great masters, in my opinion. I mean, look, there's no question that Wolfgang Puck was a superstar when we came on the scene. I think in many ways he's become a businessman, hasn't he? I mean, I'm sorry if I'm speaking out of turn.
I think he's
trading in his knives.
His
gourmet knives.
I would not want to put that past Wolfie and tell him what you said about him just now, so I'll leave that to you.
I'm being honest, I mean, I go right downhill,
but I will ask you this.
Yes.
What are you most looking forward to tonight's Thanksgiving feast? And then I'll give you mine.
I think for the most part, I want to see how the man bastes his turkey. We all know that one of the ways to actually tell that something's been basted properly is the knife, as it cuts through the bird, should crack the skin. Yes. In fact, the skin should look as though it were made of melted sugar and so I think that's the most important thing. And then, of course, the meat shouldn't be too white. The meat should be dark.
Yes,
it should be,
or
juicy.
At least a mixture there of the two would be nice.
Do you know, Oscar, that I can tell how well a bird would taste just by cutting in and how the meat reacts to the knife. This is the most important thing. You can tell that you've cooked the bird wrong or right by the way it reacts to the knife.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to. Mm. Those appetizers that we'll have during the footy match. Mm. I quite hope that there will be some jalapeno poppers, perhaps with some turkey added, perhaps breaded with Captain Crunch, or maybe Honey Nut Cheerios mashed about Lay's potato chips mashed about, right?
Then in a baggie, mix
it all together and use your, perhaps some Coca-Cola or something to...
Sort of a shake and bake.
Yes, of course, Jonathan,
sort
precisely.
Of a shake and bake, and if
shove that in the oven, 180, 250, no matter, no mind.
And then if we want to, just shove those back.
Delicious.
We could also put it in jars and sell it as engine lubricant, couldn't we?
Now who's the businessman, Jonathan? Now you've got us, old chap.
I mean,
wonderful.
You really are rather insufferable.
Yes. It would be delicious. I cannot wait. I just cannot wait for dinner tonight at Wolfgang's home. And hopefully there will be ever so many snacks so we can enjoy and each other. And then when that giant bird comes out onto the table, I know that for me it will be a very special Thanksgiving, because I'll finally be an American.
I think I should always remind people that to say special Thanksgiving is rather an oxymoron, isn't it? I mean, for the most part, we have to remember that a great number of people that were in this country first died of disease.
I'm not quite sure which diseases you are speaking of, but
smallpox.
I don't know, but I think you're taking a wonderful wonderful tradition of wonderful food and driving it right into the toilet.
Is it really wonderful?
And we're just about out of time on the Gourmet's Gourmet. Here we come, Wolfie, to all of your fried bird and jalapeno goodness.
Please don't fry.
Please order a pizza for the football game. We cannot wait.
Flew directly from Nashville.
How was the flight?
Direct flight.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
All the way, just up in the air.
Well, this
when we landed,
yep.
Just went
this will be
right
a treat.
Down.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
That's exactly what happened when
all
I
right.
did it.
Okay, yeah, and then the plane lands.
The
and
wheels just come down.
Oh, yeah. This
and hit the tarmac, and
right.
we just glide
well,
right
this
on
this is,
in.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm so excited.
As
and,
am I.
And clearly this legend
we
sitting
a,
with
we
us.
We have a superstar.
He can't wait to get it started. Let me get the business out of
you
the
know,
way.
I'm
welcome.
I'm more of just somebody that comes from a good family.
And we will, yeah.
And I'm a family man.
Well,
yes.
And it's that
That's
season. It's
I
a
am.
Season for family and giving. And we got a great gift for you today.
Christmas is
because,
a great time, too. Oh, yeah. And no matter who you are and what denomination you choose, whoever you are out there, You believe what you believe,
yep.
And it's just a great time of cheer, isn't
yep.
it?
And here we go
it
with
is,
this, which
man.
Is what we say. And Brian, definitely you don't talk right now because it's getting...
You fun. Can have cheer.
Here we
you
go.
Can
see?
Have happiness.
You, see?
You can have wonderfulness. You yep. can just have it all.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. You're going to buy something on Amazon. It's Christmas time. Buy your gifts at the Amazon banner, 10-Minute Podcast.
It's time for the holidays.
10minutepodcast.com. And yes, it is. It's definitely time for the holidays. I hit our St. Jude Children's Research Hospital banner also. My name is Will, Shredded Bear Sasso.
I'm right, Brian, right. the Kid Callen. Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia is not here. And Brian's not even making fun of my nickname because we're,
no,
we're
I'm Garth
very.
Brooks.
No, we're
Garth Brooks,
Brooks,
ladies and
gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Garth
what
Brooks.
An unbelievable Welcome. Honor. This man yeah. has won more awards than we can count. He's multi platinum artist.
New album out.
And
congratulations.
He's got a new album.
You know, you're trying to make me blush, but I just tell you one thing right now. None of that stuff really matters to me, because me is what you're looking at. This is who I am.
Yeah, and that's what we love about Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well, he took time off from his career to be with his family. I mean,
that is admirable.
Absolutely, and I just do day-to-day stuff, really, is what yeah. I do.
You know, what do you do during
it's,
the day?
It's, how
do
you... it's really
well,
something else
I'm
to
just the kind of guy that gets up in the morning, puts on pants,
yeah.
Walk around in those pants, put on my shirt
well, that's,
one arm at a time.
Yeah, everybody
and
does.
And then I just kind of leave my place.
Wow.
Huh.
Well, everybody does. That's really and that's really something that makes you so accessible, Mr. Brooks. And we're just so happy to have you here. We're fans.
Sometimes I don't even have time to get out the door without yep. just cooking up a little something. Sometimes yep. I'll use my stove. Sometimes I won't. Yep. Sometimes I just have to pop something in the microwave. And what happens then is that the food just kind of rotates and sizzles.
That's very, and that's
then
a very
a half mm-hmm. half a minute or a minute later, that food comes out, and I end up eating it.
Okay, and that's a very normal thing.
It
and
is,
and we appreciate that you're such a normal, accessible guy. As a matter of fact, you did something that now
I eat it while I'm wearing the clothes I
okay.
just put on.
Yeah, that goes in that order. That's really, it's just so cool to have someone who's such a massive star be so homespun
and so accessible.
And yeah, and speaking of accessibility, you've recently done something that everyone's on the page. You know, as far as Facebook goes, right?
Well, you know, I decided before a few weeks ago, I decided that I needed to get a little social.
Yeah.
And I did, didn't I?
And you posted.
I got a Twitter, and I got a Facebook.
And those two sites have been around quite a while.
Oh. Let me tell you a little something about
okay.
Facebook. The thing I like about Facebook is yeah. that it just combines everybody together. You can find out what anybody's doing at any given moment if you're connected.
We know
to
that.
Them.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Even
yeah.
if you're not.
Yeah. It's yeah, been well, around for a
that's
while.
It's just yes. amazing.
Well, but now
it's
Garth,
genuine.
Yeah. And now Garth Brooks is on it. And we'd like to actually, you made a video introducing yourself to Facebook.
I did.
And would you mind if we played this?
Sure. Why
okay,
not?
Let's have a listen to
Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's official. We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start. But then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation. I like that. But I'm already finding out on my own that it's wiping the walls out between you and me, and I really like that. It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, a hotel room. When I think about things I want to post cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff. But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this. Just who I am. So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
There it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly. You seem like...
No, I was just in my hotel room right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, it was
just,
very...
just basically hanging out among the other people that were at the hotel. Yeah, we were all just in separate rooms, yeah. But in the same building.
Right, and that's sort of like...
there's so many hotels all across America and the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and you could be in any one of them at any given time.
And you were sitting in your hotel room, so...
Yeah. I was sitting right in my hotel room, right on that bed, sleeping. Yeah. I fell asleep after that. A lot of people fall asleep.
Now, can I just say something out loud? You know, you've
sometimes
rocked stadiums...
Sometimes I get sleepy.
Right. You've had albums, No Fences, Rope in the Wind, The Chase, In Pieces, Fresh Horses, Sevens. You've done it all. You've done it all. And it seems to me, in this return to normalcy and family, that is this weird to say, Brian? I don't want to offend anyone.
I still drive to the market.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. I mean, of course you would. Of course you would.
Just get into the car.
Well, so that...
The thing I like about that is you just get behind the wheel
and
you hit that gas pedal and guess what you do?
You drive.
You do anything else anybody has ever done inside of an automobile.
Right.
Whether you have an Audi or you have a jalopy.
Of course.
Just sit behind that steering wheel and you just be who you are.
Now that leads perfectly into my question, Garth, and just... Let me get this out. Are you maybe a little impressed by these normal things? Because you're presenting them like they're kind of a big deal. It's just a little... There's a lot of sauce on that video, man. If I'm being real.
He gets it.
I don't... You know, when I go to the market, I just stand... I need bread, you know what I do? I just go and I ask the employee, hey, employee, where's the bread? And then he points to a direction, and I go get that bread, and then I stand in line, whether I'm at Gilson's or whether I'm at ShopRite.
I think that what Will's trying to say is that you've been so famous, you've been so, I guess, out of reach. Do you feel sometimes that maybe...
Bought my son a bicycle.
Right.
Everybody does.
Yeah. Do you feel that you've been so high up that in some ways now that you're trying to come down, you're a little bit out of touch? Does that feel...
That's kind of... Thank you for saying
that.
Well,
you know what? I don't think so. I mean, I hear those words coming out of your mouth, and what you're doing is basically you're just kind of saying what you feel, and that's what I like about you. And when I sit... And I'm hanging out, and I'm just doing what I'm doing and kind of doing my thing. If I'm talking to somebody, I make sure that I'm 100% telling them who I am.
Yeah, but you shouldn't really get – I don't know that you necessarily get a trophy
real
for that.
Stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd
do you
say
feel
real
sometimes
stuff,
that you're not
regular
saying,
stuff.
Right.
Natural
do you, well,
stuff.
Let's, do you feel like you're not saying a lot sometimes when you're trying to have interviews because – You already have
I
so much.
I ate a bowl
much.
Of pasta the other day to further your point and my point.
You know what?
And what I did was the pasta was kind of in that bowl. And what I did was I stuck that fork in that pasta and I just kind of twirled it around.
Right.
I twirled it around.
You know, we're talking about bread and pasta and all this sort of things. Here's just a way to get sort of to the bottom of what Brian's suggesting. Let me just ask you.
I saw a dog the other day.
Okay. Yeah, all right. That's all right.
Just kind of walked right on by.
Of course it did. Yeah. It's a dog.
I've had those experiences many times.
It wasn't even on a leash. It was just
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Garth.
The dog was trained.
If you went to the grocery store and loaf of bread at the grocery store, how much should it cost?
Loaf of bread?
Yeah. How normal are you?
$17,
$18. Oh, see?
Okay.
I think what Brian is saying is kind of...
See, I think that you're a little out of touch.
So you've been up in the, you know...
Yeah, in a stratosphere. Yeah. And now that you're trying to come down, maybe you should stay in the stratosphere.
No, it's like $2.99 or
it's
$4.
About, yeah,
like, if
depends.
You get, like, the best, like, gluten-free bread that's in the freezer, it's like, no way it's more than $5.
Right.
I doubt it. I got to be honest with you. I mean, maybe I just... I'm the kind of guy that just sees things like maybe a lot more than they are. Just like every one of us.
Do you have any idea how much the tickets you sell to your concerts cost?
I don't know.
You don't have any idea how much you charge to come see yourself?
I don't have a clue.
Do you have a guess?
No.
Okay.
You want to
what would you consider to be a lot of money versus not a lot of money?
A lot.
What's a lot of money?
A lot.
Just like a lot of money. Think about like what's a lot of money.
God.
What do you think the average family lives on a year?
Yeah. Oh, good question.
Average income?
Sure.
$4 or $5 million.
Out of touch.
Out of touch. You're a little out of touch.
Out of touch.
It's nowhere close to that.
It's nowhere close to that.
You're just very out of touch. Do you have any idea how much money you have?
It's around five figures for most families.
I don't really know how much money I have.
You don't.
So, but why? Okay,
you have
then
a ballpark figure.
Yeah, why are you going on the internet saying that you want to post cool stuff, neat stuff? You're showing that you're in a hotel room. We don't need to know that.
No,
I guess it's just who I am.
No, well, you don't know who you are, do you? Who are you?
Who are you?
Garth Brooks. I have $435 billion.
Oh my goodness,
that's a lot of money.
Is due.
You don't do quick enough. Is due.
No, is due.
Drums.
Doing it now. What?
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. You're going to buy something on Amazon? It's Christmas shopping. You know, you can go to... Chris,
anyway, Chris is biting his lip and all I can see is
doing a weird noise. Go to 10minutepodcast.com, hit the Amazon banner, do your Christmas shopping.
Do you
that
always
way.
Have to
go
say
to
that?
The, yeah, I do, no. Brian. That's how it works. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, yeah, but, you know, and then,
let's get
but then
through
you
it.
Say
let's
don't.
Get through
but
it.
Then,
get through.
And then, I, and then here
through.
We are.
Get through it, Nick.
Get through. Get through.
Get through. Let's go. Just get through it.
Let's go.
Come on.
And, you know. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital banner is a good thing to do that instead of gifts this year. You go, you hit the banner on our website, it all goes to the kids.
Literally,
and you can
no
send,
one does it.
Donations.
No, they
no
should
one
do
no,
that.
No, they
Chris.
Do,
but
and
they
I do it every Christmas.
Humanity
I'm
is a trouble.
I'm going to do it.
And my name is Will, the striated Santa Claus Sasso.
That's, okay, not,
that's
true.
Not true.
Yep.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris D'Elia, and I don't have a nickname because I'm Ron, which is his.
That's fine, but I'll tell you what. I'm striated because I'm striated, and I'm Santa Claus because Christmas.
You're not.
Yeah. You're not.
Yeah. You're not a giver.
Well,
you're not
a giver. Oh, no. I'm giving. I'm very generous.
You
I'm hosting this right here in my home.
You, what? Gift?
You sugar cheese.
You gift?
Gift.
You sugar cheese boy.
No.
Cheese
no,
boy.
Don't say that he is. You. The other day you were talking about he's a gingerbread.
Listen, I don't care.
And now I'm sugar cheese.
I don't care.
It's here's the holiday season.
Here's what
it's
I
the
have
holiday
to say.
Season.
I'm a family man.
All right.
Okay.
And I'm not. How do I put this?
Well, first of all, you'd say not.
Yeah.
But I'm my kids. I don't, right now, like at this moment,
okay.
I don't want them. Does that
whoa,
make
whoa,
sense?
Whoa, Brian.
No,
Brian.
I just mean, I don't mean
it's
it that
Christmas.
Way.
It's Christmas.
I
are you
know.
Talking
I
about?
Just mean that family at this stage, if I'm very blunt.
Meaning at the stage in your late 40s or
is,
what?
Yeah, is not.
But that's kind of
it's
when.
Not for me?
What?
Like, does that,
what are you
the late 40s
about?
Is a fine time to have a family.
No,
yeah.
I know that, but personally, I'm realizing that this maybe was a colossal mistake.
Hold on a second.
Okay,
Brian.
First
okay.
of all, stop. Well, stop doing it in a sing-songy way because everything you're ending is high.
Okay, yeah. But I'm just trying, because I don't want it to come off as, but here's the thing.
You're doing a very annoying thing with
I
your
love
hands.
Them, but at the end
high.
Of the day, I feel
go.
Like my kids and even
yeah.
my wife, as wonderful as they are,
they
sometimes resemble,
yeah.
for me,
you're end up going high.
Bad meat?
It okay. sounds like
any,
a question. It
you know,
sounds
you're doing
like
this,
a question.
Okay, does that make any sense?
Yeah, no, it actually it
does. I don't
want it
to
question.
Sound harsh.
It sounds very harsh, and you're just because you're talking it like this
right.
doesn't mean it's not harsh. It's very harsh.
It's very harsh.
Kinda, you sound like a girl that would say she's spiritual a lot.
Right.
I'm not,
okay.
like,
yeah.
I grew up
but this
religious,
is
but now I'm more spiritual?
Okay,
right.
okay, but that is kind of how I feel right
and
now.
And also, I'd like everyone to go to our Twitter at TimMinPod, Facebook.com/TimMinPod to see a picture of Brian's hands.
Would you see it? Because
it's making me blood red mad.
Because
he's pointing to himself with
so,
8 fingers and
because,
two
because
thumbs.
Because it's kind of me time is
all
what
right,
I'm trying
so
to
what
say.
So what are you saying?
He's already said it.
I'm
he
saying that
to,
I don't recognize
okay,
myself
I break it
anymore
down?
And I
can
need
little,
to save myself.
All right, can
but
we do a little psych 101?
Rid of my
let's
family
do a little junior
a
psychology
okay.
here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to dump your family because you selfish piece of shit.
No.
It's the holidays, which means
you
that your family is demanding more of you. And you
want
to dump them
don't
off.
Don't say dump. You're
you know,
using
you know
words.
What you want to do? You dump them off like a load
no.
or a shit.
Well, you're using really aggressive language.
Yeah.
And
well,
for that, me?
Yeah.
For
no.
me?
Yeah.
And I'm speaking only for me?
Okay,
like, and
dude.
I can
stop doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't do that.
I know,
yeah.
but I can only speak for myself.
Sure.
In this,
all right.
That I
so,
have
oh,
to.
That's
I have to. I feel as though like I have to etch out a tiny bit of territory for myself.
I hate what you're doing.
Yeah,
so,
I hate
so
you.
If you guys and or anybody wants to take my family for a while,
what?
Like, I think that's kind
right,
of what
dude.
I'm saying. Like my
let me,
wife.
Let me.
No.
All right,
what?
Look. Let me. Just.
Go ahead.
Okay, look. I can now, just because you piqued my interest and maybe kind of a, we all have certain things we want to get done.
Right.
The holiday season.
Are you having a stroke right now?
What I'm saying is,
holiday season. I say.
I noticed what you said, and I can help out a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you. A friend who knows that I'm going through just. Like, I just want a little freedom.
Right. You're annoying the shit out of both of us with that. You're a selfish prick. We got it. Now, Chris has a solution.
Yeah. I can just, like, I don't know if somebody wants to, like, you have your dad and mom or whatever.
Oh, I don't like them either.
Right, but they, you can just, like, you can have the kids go with them and then me.
No, okay, I do want to do that.
Wait, hold on a second.
I would give my...
You didn't let him finish. Chris, what happens?
It would be you give the kids to the grandparents, and then I'll...
But what about... Wait.
Well, I'll just... And then I'll...
What?
I can watch your wife or whatever.
Okay, now hold it.
Can't even finish the word.
Okay, wait. Are you offering... Are you offering to watch my wife for a while so that perhaps... And this is only for me.
Okay. All right,
but perhaps
dude,
I could step out of my boundaries.
I've never seen
maybe.
I've never seen
and maybe
this
get involved in some other stuff.
I've never seen the 10 finger selfish talk thing
because I'm not
mixed with anger.
Dude,
and,
I'm not trying
aggression.
To be selfish. Like I love my family. I would do anything for them.
Okay, you would do anything
but
for them.
So
that's great.
If you were to give me, right. And I'm not trying. I'm throwing a number.
I'm throwing
a stupid number.
Right. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
But like. If you were to say, here's $20,000, and I'll take your wife for a week, like I would say, thank you.
Okay,
like,
well, then why don't we just do it quid pro quo then, you know? Because I'm talking about you get your free time, and then I get to Berber.
Don't.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, no.
What is that? What did
well,
he just do?
It's something Chris has been saying for a while, but it's sort of just been internal.
But
and
what
now,
does that mean?
Now he's trying to say it on the podcast.
But what does that mean?
Well, you get to,
yeah, what does that mean?
You get your
how
free time.
How do you
time.
Spell that?
It's something that
B-R-B-R.
Just we...
B-R-B-R.
Something we've been saying. Something we've been saying.
You know, you get to sometimes we have text. Your free time, and I get to Berber.
Okay.
Do you know what Berber is?
I don't. I'm so confused right now, and I want to know.
Okay. Don't be so don't stop with the selfish.
Like you know when you're having a good time and you're with your guy and if you're attracted to a woman and you're with a woman and then one thing leads to another and then.
Do you get it? Do you understand this term that he's trying to author?
Like, oh god! Uh-oh.
Hold on.
You remember earlier when I said you're trying?
No.
Are you
Remember earlier when I said you're trying to unload your family?
Yeah, you're trying to berber your family.
You're trying to dump them like
a
load.
Just for a little while.
Well, that's what he's talking about.
Does that make me a criminal?
Brian, listen to me. Dump, right? A little, right?
Berber.
Right? You see what he's saying now?
Trying to berber.
He wants to berber with your wife.
Hold on. I came here open to you guys.
Yeah. He wants you
to share with you what I was going through emotionally.
Yeah.
And I wanted to etch out a little piece of territory.
That's right. He wants your mom and Big Mike to watch the kids.
Yeah.
And you want to...
And he goes...
You want to take my wife and you want to get up on that and until you...
Berber.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry. Brian's been having problems with the family. It's a... He's trying to help.
I am trying to help, man.
I know, but how does that help me, bro?
I'm so glad the kids can stay with the grandparents.
It's always two.
Chris, why is it only
he just
two?
Wants to help out.
It's, first
it's
all,
the holidays. He's being Jen.
We'll do Burr.
Jen.
He give.
He's not being Jen.
Being Jen.
He's offering the violent.
Yeah.
I wanted to babysit. Watch him. You want to violate and get up in there until you...
I'm sorry, what?
You want to violate.
You're getting too lazy,
man.
Yeah,
yeah,
because you want to violate.
Well...
Until
yeah,
you...
And see what you're doing? Your whole body language went from, right now, for me, what I want to do, to, hey, who's... Like Brian
to you guys.
He brought you back, man.
No.
He brought you back. Chris's generosity
I'm being
is
generous.
Helping you. And simply
Berber's
by
aside, Berber is just like a footnote.
Berber's just sort
Berber's
of.
Berber's nothing.
I mean, I do feel, I'll be honest with you. I do feel a little better, and I don't feel as needy as I did.
There's nothing. Look, there's nothing that takes the pressure off quite like.
That's true, and you can
and then,
Berber on your own.
I don't feel. I don't know if this
and
is even.
Even
I don't know how I
even
feel.
Even Chris going. Berber. Is helping you. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's taking pressure
you're off. You're going la da 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 da, and I'm with your wife, and I'm just going. But this,
he's gonna help you.
Hold on. I don't know how that helps me, man.
Yeah, it helps you, man.
But I don't feel.
Right on.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Right on.
All right, all right.
No, I'm stalked, you know? Yeah, stalked.
All right.
All right, take it easy. Some podcasts are slow,
and you don't know how long they last. Right on.
Whoa.
Okay, you got it.
It's because of the song?
Yeah.
Right on.
All
right. Right on.
Okay.
Right on.
Okay. Oh,
right on, man.
Okay.
I'm so stoked.
All right,
I'm
man.
I'm so stoked.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Now, hold on for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast.
Right.
Will Sasso could not make it.
That's my boy, man.
Bullshit.
Right.
Sass.
So,
Big Will.
Brian the Kid Callen, and that is...
I'm Chris.
Yep.
Crystal. Lee, I don't really have any camera resources.
Oh, I've heard that on the show like before.
Yeah,
I was fucking like, Sass is always like, oh, my name is Will,
yeah.
the mesomorphic engineer of shredded meat or whatever.
No, it's
and
not
then
that.
Brian the Kid Callen, like right on, you can get with that.
So
even
what,
on all his other podcasts, he also says that. And I'm like, right on, it's the same thing, even though it's the fifth podcast that he has, right?
Okay,
and
three,
then Chris
three,
like,
I three.
Oh, I don't have a nickname. What, right on. See, what
I don't
get
say
so,
right
so,
on.
So,
yeah,
so
right
ladies on. Our guest is, if you haven't noticed, our guest is back.
Return guest.
Yes. Canadian Brad is here.
Right on.
And you, what have you been doing?
Oh, right on, man. I'm just here to sit in. Like, Sass was like, why don't you come down? Because, like,
can I just stop you right there?
Right on.
Nobody ever really calls him Sass, you know?
Yeah, right.
And,
it's okay.
And it's
but,
just,
like, I go way back with Sass. So
I,
like,
no, I understand.
Right on.
I, yeah.
Well, right on.
But don't.
No,
right on.
Don't. Just let him talk,
say,
please.
Right on,
I know,
so
but
much,
if you start
so
putting
much.
Boundaries, it might explode.
Yeah, okay. It's right. Making
no, yeah.
So like, Canadian Brad.
Yeah, I grew up with Sass, and like we're like, I was like, right on. He came down to like Hollywood,
right.
Like, and then like so many years later, we're all still so stoked.
But what? Okay, can
what do you,
what
well,
is the difference between Americans and Canadians? Do you find now that
I don't
you're visiting
know.
For a little while?
Oh man, like one thing is it's like way further south. And like
of
we
course.
Were going, and I got down here, and I realized like the whole way I'm fucking driving.
I know, but
and I was just fucking driving.
That's
right.
Nothing
to get here.
That's nothing.
Like
I'm
I have
saying.
A Ford. I have a Ford F 450,
right?
My girl has like a Ford F-150, right?
Sure.
But I also have an F-750, right?
Okay.
And so we took the F-350.
Okay.
And I'm a Ford guy, right?
Okay.
And fucking Sass, he's a fucking Chevy guy,
okay.
And I'm like fucking because I got on the well actually on the back of my 650, I got the fucking Calvin and Hobbes, like Calvin pissing on the fucking Chevy
right.
symbol. I'm like, don't let fucking Sass see it. He'll be so not stoked.
Yeah.
Right on.
Okay.
Right on. No worries. No way. Right on.
Okay. Hold on
one
second.
But then Sass has like a fucking Chevy Avalanche up north. And then down here, he's got the fucking Chevy Tahoe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, got enough fucking Chevys there, bud?
Well, you have a lot of...
I have
seven trucks, right?
Okay,
seven,
so
including my girl's
why,
truck.
Why do you have so many?
That's
well,
because
like I spent a lot of time in Fort Mac, right? Like
doesn't
doing a lot of in the oil sands, right?
Oh,
and in about a fucking fiscal quarter, I can clear anywhere from $450,000 to $600,000.
That much money?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of fucking oil up there,
whoa,
right?
What do you
so
do
I keep
with that
two
money?
Trucks over there.
Jesus.
I do whatever I want.
Stoked
to
fucking
be, I'm fucking so stoked. And like I came down, actually, I fucking came down to Calgary to see you fucking do stand up, and I was like, right on.
Okay, wait, hold on one second. Wait, hold on. So you were like, what?
I was like, right on.
Okay. Now, so you saw him do stand-up,
right.
And that made you...
I was like, right on. I
okay,
was stoked.
Okay, okay.
Right?
Expand right. on that. What do you mean?
Well, like, I fucking drove down from...
No,
Fort
no,
Mac.
I understand
no,
that.
Define...
And then you got to... No, hold on. And then you got to the... And you got to the show.
Right.
And then you were like, what?
I was like, right on.
Okay. And what happened when you were...
Oh,
like when you saw me do stand up, what happened after that?
Oh, no. Well, first I fucking saw Brian do stand up and I was laughing.
Yeah.
I was like, no way. This is the same guy from like fucking like Caroline in the City and
right.
Veronica's
sure, sure, sure.
Closet.
No, I wasn't in any of those.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I was like,
but
right
then
on.
The show ended and you were like, what?
I was stoked. I wasn't like,
so
I was so not stoked that it was over, right? But I was
right.
like, right on.
Okay, now,
right
oh,
on.
I
and now I'm here
Chris
you guys.
Is asking,
yeah.
What do you mean by right
yeah,
on?
Yeah, what do you mean by right
oh,
on?
Right on, right on. Yeah.
What?
Good
what does
question.
That mean?
Okay.
Right. Right on.
No, you're not answering the question.
I understand. Because, sort of different between, Canadians and Americans.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's like, for instance, you guys have, Thanksgiving in, November, right?
Yeah.
And, Canadians, we have it in October. Right on.
Oh, man.
So it's like that cultural difference.
That's not a difference.
If I'm saying right on, I drove down from fucking Fort Mac and the fucking Ford F-450.
It drives me crazy.
But besides the... Hold on. I know, but just listen. Give him a chance. He's excited.
Right on.
Brad.
I'm stoked.
Canadian Brad.
Yeah. He's definitely
stoked. So besides the fact that the United States is south, what else do you find maybe is a difference between American culture, attitude.
Oh yeah, I understand.
Stuff way over it.
Right. Well, we fucking drove down, right? Me and the lady.
No.
Because Will was like, come on down. Because we were fucking surfing in the fucking West Coast, Tofino. Okay. On the West Coast of Vancouver's fucking island, right? So because you still get the fucking waves out
was
there.
Was it fun?
But yeah, but it's kind of cold and I have to wear my fucking dry suit, right?
Right.
But down here I can wear a fucking wetsuit or my spring suit. It's all in the RV. I'm so stoked.
Jesus,
man!
Hold on!
Like, what's the difference between the food? Like, what do you eat up there?
Right. You're stoked about what?
I'm stoked about catching some fucking waves.
Yeah,
we'll probably go down to Oceanside or fucking Tamarack Beach, fucking North San Diego County, or even Malibu. My girl would be so stoked because she'll be like, "Hey, Brad, let's fucking go check out a winery."
Is there something?
And I'll be like, "You're gonna get fucking right pissed and fucking tilt them back. Bring a fucking case of fucking Merlot back up.
Merlot,
yeah, Merlot.
So you don't get Merlot up?
Yeah,
in Canada?
You get fucking Merlot, but it's kind of nice to have the folks over for dinner and bring out some fucking Merlot and be like, yo, fucking went, checked it out, Northern California. It was fucking, we were pretty stoked. It was right on.
Okay.
God.
So, Brad.
But don't let me get in your way.
No. Okay. Okay.
Because it's the holidays, right?
Let's try this.
Brad.
Right on.
Right on.
If you were the emperor of the world, what would you change about the world? Maybe one or two things?
Sure.
Oh, I know exactly
I think these questions are just too
I'll tell you
big.
What. The fucking first thing and the fucking second thing I would change.
Okay.
Fucking Sass's fucking Chevy Avalanche up north and his fucking Chevy Tahoe down here.
But for the world. He's
fucking,
that's what you would do?
That motherfucker is ripe with fucking Chevys. And I'm so not fucking stoked. I'm like, Sass, why don't you get into a fucking Ford Expedition if you like those fucking mom vans so much? Got enough Chevys there, bud? Hey, buds, got enough fucking Chevys, bud? Right on.
Okay,
fucking guy stoked
he's
on
smiling,
Chevy.
But he seems angry.
He's right. so
angry.
Stoked
okay,
on
listen,
Chevy,
listen, listen, listen. Angry. Canadian
fucking
Brett.
Right on.
Okay. All
right,
so that makes you so not stoked is that he has so many Chevys.
He's fucking, okay. No, I'm right, not stoked. I'm,
okay.
On the
why
Chevy.
Don't
okay.
you like Chevys?
He's fucking stoked.
Why don't you like Chevys?
I know.
They
I'm
seem
a
like
fucking
the same
Ford
truck.
Guy.
Okay, but you're
I'm
a Ford guy,
I know,
but it's the same
what does
truck,
that mean?
Really. It's the same.
What? No, it's not.
Okay, wait. I don't mean
Hold
to be disrespectful,
on, man.
But
fucking just fucking back
You've
up.
You've got
bud.
Seven.
Look, I got a fucking lot of respect for you. I fucking saw you at the fucking comedy mix in Vancouver.
Right.
Brought my
I
fucking
was there.
Girl. We had a fucking bunch of laughs. We're totally fucking stoked. We're like right on. But don't be like. Fucking shitting on Ford.
He's
I'm
not
shitting,
shitting
on Ford.
On Ford.
All right,
he's saying, excuse me.
I used to have a Ford.
Let me handle this.
All right,
I can
what
fight.
Kind of Ford did you have?
I actually had a GMC.
Right on. That's a fucking Chevy chassis, you fucking liar. That's like Sasso. You guys are in the fucking
Listen.
Chevy Mile High Club
there's
with the fucking big tires. You got
Chevys
big
are
fucking
just
burners
as good.
On them. You fucking drive through. You can't fucking do it here. There's no snow unless you go to the fucking San Bernardino
right.
Mountains. You go fucking.
All right.
Hey.
Do some fucking donuts.
All right.
Brad. Canadian Brad. Canadian Brad. Canadian Brad.
Right on. This is me. I fucking pull into the Safeway fucking parking lot. If I'm in fucking Fort Mac or fucking Surrey, BC, where we got the fucking homestead now, got a nice fucking backyard, I'll even fucking pull it in there and I'm like. And this is me doing a fucking donut. And then I get fucking further away because I got like fucking 5 or 6 acres out there and I'm like. And then you just fucking hear me over the hill like this. Right on. Right on. You listen. Fucking hear me way the fuck out. Right
hey, listen,
on.
Man. I mean.
You
are
the most myopic human being.
You really
ever
Oh, right on.
You're,
thanks.
No,
thanks,
no,
buds.
No. Myopic is not. You gotta explain.
It's, oh, that's a fucking Japanese car?
I'll tell you something right now.
Is that what you drive?
Chevy is just as good or better than Ford. That's a fact.
Fucking take that back,
I won't
bud.
Take it
hey,
back.
Hey, I got a lot of fucking respect for fucking seeing you in fucking Calgary. I'm gonna make the fucking drive down for fucking
great.
Fort Mac to see him
great.
Fucking Edmonton.
I can you like Chevys
even though
more.
I fucking hate the Oilers and the fucking Eskimos. They, right, fucking, oh, they fucking suck.
I feel like you're,
but I fucking have respect for you. I'm fucking so stoked on your comedy.
Yeah.
But don't, like, don't, you know, fucking shit on
you,
for
a
it.
Mob of people with your attitude is a very dangerous thing.
No, fucking,
you know that?
You'd be fucking stoked, dude. You gotta fucking come out to BC. I'm a fucking BC boy. We'll fucking tilt them back. All right. Buy a fucking two for.
Say,
and we'll get, yeah, we'll get some fucking old Dutch fucking chips and a fucking coffee crisp. And you'll be so stoked. You'll be so stoked. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
How are things going with your new phone?
All right, man. I don't know. I'm just trying to learn how to use it. That's all, bro. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. You buy some on Amazon, you go to 10minutepodcast.com. Hit the Amazon banner, buy our merch, get our live show. There's all sorts of things at 10minutepodcast.com. My name is Will the Shredded Bear Sasso.
No.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
No, and I'm Chris D'Elia. And I, unlike these guys, don't have a nickname because I'm Ryan, which is his.
Okay. It's getting lazier and lazier. Here's what's up. I want to talk about something. Brian, for the longest time, our audience has been making fun of you because we've been making fun of you about your phone choices.
Yeah.
And you had an iPhone. It's kind of standard.
I do.
Chris and I like it because we can iMessage you in the same thread.
Yeah, I had the iPhone 6 Plus.
And you killed the bit by giving it away, and I wish you could see the look on Chris's face.
Unfucking believable.
He's just realizing now.
Guys.
Chris is just realizing now what he's looking at. Do you believe this, Chris? Look at what he's got. He replaced one phone the size of a remote control.
One of the main things we made fun of him about was that was the size of a fucking Pop-Tart.
I know,
but
I can watch videos, man.
A box of Pop-Tarts.
And any Pop-Tarts come in a box?
A Costco box of Pop-Tarts.
I can watch
finally,
videos.
18 Pop-Tarts.
I can watch videos, too.
But also, I like it to be bigger, like on the screen when
you
I'm watching.
You wear such tight pants with the tiniest little pockets. You wear these 80s Jordache.
No, I don't.
You were wearing skinny jeans when they were called designer.
That's not true.
In the 80s.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, now they're called skinny jeans because no one remembers the 80s. And you can't even fit that in your pocket. It's hanging out the back of your pocket.
Dude, that's so big. Why did you look at that one and you were like, yeah, that one?
Because it says plus, and I wanted to be, that's better.
Just looked over before we started recording. I was like, oh, we got to talk about this. Oh.
Hey, man.
Hey, yeah, I'm on my way. You guys closed before 9, right?
Hey.
Hey, bro, you can't take
the
phone
call. Yeah, I'll be
call.
There, right? I'll be there in about 15 minutes.
Who are you talking
to?
Let
us listen.
Thank you. Bye.
Wait, let us listen.
Who is that?
Who's that?
Dude, I run a fucking tight ship, dude. Okay.
What does that mean?
On my smaller phone, I got to pick up my fucking dogs, all right? So they got washed and groomed.
All right.
So eat dicks and resume.
If you got a dog that needs to be washed and groomed,
hold on a second.
You're not a man.
Oh, well, fuck that. Hold on. I thought it was rude enough to take a fucking call while we're recording. Now this guy says eat dicks.
Resume. Yeah. End resume.
No.
Hey, dude, you can't just order us around like that.
No, you entitled fucking fur girl. I'm not going to do anything you tell
you
me,
you lazy
son of a
dolphin.
Bitch.
Look at you. You got your... he's got another pair of Nike shoes I've never seen before.
Yeah, I hate your shoes, by the way.
He's got so many pairs of
stand
perfectly clean Nike shoes.
You know how many fucking of my phones I can fit in my shoes? Maybe 4. You know how many of yours I can fit in my shoes? 0, because they're too big.
You are...
Your phone's too big. And you're
it's
fucking,
not too big. By whose standard? What metric? I'm allowed to have.
You know why? You know by whose standard?
Phone. It's
you know by
ample
whose standard?
Phone.
Your phone, iPad.
Your phone, yeah, iPad.
The iPad's please. Getting smaller. The phone's getting bigger. Pretty soon, the phone's going to be bigger than the iPad.
Whoa!
Zing.
I disagree. Man.
Let me tell you something. I want you guys to visit our Twitter @10minpod and our Facebook @10minpod to see a picture of just Chris's shoes as a form of protest.
These
protest?
Shoes are cool,
dude. Protest.
They're
as
not
a form
cool.
of protest.
These shoes are cool.
I don't even have Chris in the picture. I just see Brian being angry at Chris. And you can take a look at his shoes at the. Oh, no. No, no, no. Brian, don't. Oh, Brian.
Brian.
I'm sorry.
I don't.
You're not.
I am. But
you stood up to do it.
Just,
sorry.
Chris pisses me off, and then I don't care anymore about anything.
Dude, Brian, don't. This is the most 10-minute podcast episode of 10-minute podcast
sorry,
ever. We talked about your stupid phone.
Your phone sucks.
You called Chris a
get
fur
the
girl.
Fucking new.
I
get
called
the,
him
say
a lazy
my
dolphin,
iPhone.
And then you farted in the mic.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Get
now,
the smaller
now,
one.
Now Chris is
giving he's giving me the
Brian
finger because
the
I have
finger.
I got the iPhone plus 6.
All right, now,
6 plus.
Now go to our Twitter and our Facebook just to see
get
a
this
picture. I'm adding Chris giving Brian the finger.
Stop giving me the
to
finger.
It.
I'll break the finger off.
Get the smaller one.
I'll do to you what a cop said to me one time in New York City when I gave him the finger.
What?
He goes, you give me the finger again, I'll break it off and stick it up your ass.
He didn't say that.
He did.
Why'd you flip a cop off?
Because I didn't see his uniform. He wasn't wearing his hat, and he was beeping at me. And I gave him the finger. And the minute he came out, I go, I'm sorry, officer. I didn't know you were a cop. I gave him respect. You would have pooed your pants, and you would have gone like this. And then he would have smacked you in the fucking mouth.
You're just trying to get us off
if
the top
he broke,
of your
if he broke your, his finger, if he broke your finger off and put it in your ass, you could sue him.
Well, I don't think
there
that
would be
way.
Some. There would be some. There would at least be some papers to fill out.
No, yeah. Not
and you could be on Twitter and start a movement.
No, what I would do, unlike you, is I'd say, take your badge off. I'll meet you anywhere you want.
Brian, you get, no, no, no. Oh,
I don't know.
Nothing's coming out. Oh,
no, that was a weird one.
That was the smallest.
By the way, what kind of jeans are those that you have a mustache on
doing?
The back of his
don't
jeans?
Don't do it.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Brian has a mustache. On the back
stop
of his jeans. No, take a picture. He's got a fucking... What are those? Mustache jeans?
What?
Dude, take a picture
okay,
of that fucking mustache.
Take...
Oh, my God. What did you do? Win those? You fucking... What kind of jeans are those?
Okay, they're made especially for me.
What, so, by who? A fucking strongman?
All right, so go...
Why do you have a fucking...
I don't know. I don't have to tell you everything about my jeans.
Yeah, did a 1920s carnival strongman make those jeans?
You guys are being super mean to me.
Fuck you.
It's gang up on Brian Day just because I got a bigger phone.
No, it's not.
Dude, everything you own is wrong. You have a fucking big-ass phone.
No.
You have jeans with a mustache
so
on them.
So what, man? Stop picking on me. You're the kind of guy that in school I used to beat the shit out of because they were picking on me.
No.
That's the difference to me. I didn't get fucking bullied.
Can't beat
I
me up, dude.
Oh, my God.
You can't beat me up, dude.
Bro, I beat your
dude,
ass.
Dude, fuck that, man. I got.
Oh, my God. I got a PhD in kicking your
oh,
ass.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. That's, hey, did you get that line from the cop who said he'd break your finger off and shove it in your
yeah,
ass?
Dude.
No, but I beat
that's
his
a pretty,
ass, too.
You know what that
and
is?
And I'll tell you something else.
That line is about as 80s as your fucking jeans.
Hey, listen.
With the mustache on him. Hey, I got a PhD in kicking
yeah,
ass.
And I beat your
ass. Is that
ass
the line
too.
Roddy Piper real, didn't I... say in They Live when he instead chose to say, I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum yep. and I'm
I'll
all
beat,
out of bubblegum?
I'll beat your
that
ass.
That is the
Canada,
most 80s
boy.
Shit
hey, Canada,
I've ever heard.
Shut the fuck up. I'll beat your ass too.
Brian, don't you point at me. We've been through
I'll
this
beat
before.
Beat your ass too.
Don't, Brian?
I'll beat your
Brian,
ass.
Brian, let me tell you
because
something.
I'll take,
I'll
what
I'll
would you
take,
do? You take a swing and you hear this.
You want to call me Canada boy? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take your jeans off. I'm going to pull down on your jeans. And if my hand also has a handful of your pubes
bang,
and dick
bang, bang, bang,
and they
bang,
come
bang.
Off with your jeans
bang,
that's
bang.
Fine
guys,
then I'm gonna dip
bang,
those
bang.
In maple syrup
I'm hitting you in the face
and
all
I'm
time.
Gonna shove them down
no.
your throat and
bang.
I tell you,
hear
what
that?
Brian
bang, bang.
I'm gonna
peppering
keep
his face.
Feeding you maple
bang,
syrup
bang.
Jeans
bang, bang.
Until you are my
bang,
size
bang.
So it's a fair fight and then I'm gonna show off my doctorate in kicking ass. I'm gonna slap you around the fucking room.
No, because I'm gonna
I'm
go, you're gonna...
gay.
Oh no.
Oh no.
What? I had to, guys.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
I know.
It's amazing.
Chris with guys.
I fucked two guys.
Ah, pictures
Chris,
of Chris with guys.
You're coming out on the show?
Yeah.
Well, that's incredible.
Congratulations. I suck. Yeah, you
suck.
You
suck? It sounds like you're doing anonymous stuff, though.
Yeah. Guys.
Yeah, guys. This is incredible. Guys, this is the most 10-minute podcast episode of 10-minute podcast of all time. Brian tried to fart in the mic. He's got a super huge phone. He called Chris a fur girl. I called him Lazy Dolphin. Dolphin? Hmm. I said, that's very 10-minute podcast. We were talking about his shoes. Brian tried to threaten me. Farted in the mic. Did I mention that?
I didn't try to threaten you. I did threaten you.
And I threatened you back, and it was better than yours. And then Chris came out. This is a monumental achievement
it's
of podcasting.
It's a good podcast. It's only for the aficionados.
Also, Brian
podcast.
Went bang, 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 bang.
Because yeah. I would. I'd be punching you in the face.
Bang, bang, bang.
How are you going to hit me, dude? Your molasses slow.
Am I really?
Yeah, and I'm
you
stepping,
haven't seen me
and
hop
I'm stepping,
around?
And I'm shucking. I'm
how
roll,
about,
roll,
how about a,
roll,
I
roll, bang, bang.
Okay,
roll,
let's be
roll,
honest.
Bang, bang.
Let's
yeah,
be honest.
Go
I haven't
on.
I haven't hopped around and shucked an arm and
give
pulled
me
at your legs.
Stop showing me money,
now
Chris.
Chris is showing money.
It makes me super mad.
This is the most 10-minute podcast
episode ever. So he's watching us. Show me what you do. First thing you do when you come in on me.
I don't have to show you.
What do you do?
Here's what I do.
You don't know what to do.
Here's what I do.
You don't know what to do. I'm
I'll
moving.
Suck
I'm
your
moving
guys' dicks. I'll suck your dicks.
Oh, are you
Chris?
Coming out?
I don't care.
Chris,
such an aggressive
this
way to come
gay
out.
Stuff. This is weird, like anonymous stuff. You're
it's
getting
so
all self-destructive.
I'll pay you.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No, Chris, you're being
you're in a
oh,
hurry.
You're pathetic.
You're really in a hurry.
Chris, your body's all hunched over.
Yeah.
No, you're gnawing.
Oh,
you're gnashing your teeth.
Dicks are...
No, Chris.
No, don't eat them.
Chris, your head's lollygagging to one side. Oh, God.
Guys, this was...
Chris, you smell bad.
Oh, man.
Hey.
This is the most 10-minute podcast podcast.
What would you do? 10-minute podcast.
Okay.
I'm not standing still. You can't even see where I'm at.
Brian, okay. I'll do this your way. I'll do this your way.
I just hit you again.
Oh, hey, jeez.
You out of your fucking mind?
Fuck you.
You hit me in the ear, bro.
He hit Brian in the face.
My ear's going to be red now.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't hurt me.
I will beat the shit out of you, bro. I'll punch you right in the chest.
You can't do that.
I'll fucking fuck you up with my legs.
No. You'll get.
How are you gonna fuck me up with
your legs? I got leg. My legs go fucking.
All right, let's go.
Legs go.
Hey. Ow, that hurt.
There, see that? See that?
He's giving a little tap.
See? Right in your fucking. There you go. There you go. Right there.
Oh, he's got good foot defense.
Right in your tooth, right there. Right there in your tooth.
Oh,
tooth.
Guys, watch it.
We're gay. I'm gay.
Hey, don't say that while you're doing. Don't mix those things. It's so weird.
I feel good.
Yeah, me too. I'm nervous.
I feel good, man.
I'm nervous.
Actually. I'm happy to share, and I feel good.
Yeah. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Welcome to our beloved 10-Minute Podcast. You want to buy something on Amazon, you know, you go to 10minutepodcast.com, you hit the Amazon banner. That's how you do it. And hit all our banners and stuff. We got the live show. We got merchandise. We got all this stuff. Hey, buy our live show and get rate and review us on iTunes. Subscribe on iTunes. Yeah. My name is Will, Chief Engineer of Laughter and Cheer Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And Chris D'Elia is not with us. And I'm glad he's not, because this gives us a unique opportunity, Brian, to share
to
something.
To work on something.
We've been working on and we're very excited about. And we just said, fuck it. I think both of us. We can share it here.
Well, both of us kind of are tired of doing just comedy. We're known as comedy. Yeah. And one of the things, I cut my teeth on drama.
Well, I did a series growing up in Canada for 5 years. It was critically acclaimed.
No, you said that 15 times. On
awards
this podcast.
Actually, over and over again.
150 times you said
yeah.
on this podcast.
Awards everywhere, but in the United States. Times. So, sure. You know, I'm not tired of doing just comedy, because I've always been doing drama. Well, I'm an actor.
Everybody knows that.
I've always been doing drama.
You never miss an opportunity.
Right.
And that's okay. And that's okay. You're proud of it.
So here's the thing. Brian and I are proud to announce here that we've been working on a two-man show. It's a sort of a one-act play. It's a two-man play. It's something we're kind of workshopping.
Do you want to tell them the setting?
Yeah, it's really it's a fun concept.
It's called Two Guys in a Car, I think.
Well, that's the working title. We've also I think it should be called Teetering.
It's Two Guys in a Car.
Brian thinks it should be called Living on the Edge, and I'll tell you why. Yeah. Even though Brian asked me to set it up and then he started talking.
Yeah,
here's the show takes place where these two guys have been driving along like a country pass, like a mountain pass rather, and they're driving along and they're way out and they hit this like cliff thing, and the car spins out.
Ice slick,
sure, that'll do it. And they end up in sort of like in the movies, you see the car just teetering on the edge, right?
And you just don't want to move.
You don't want to move, because if you move, the car will go all the way over, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I haven't seen it, but didn't that happen in Thelma and Louise?
Something like that.
Yeah, probably. Okay, I don't want to watch it, because then we'll be like creatively derivative.
Right.
In our show, in Teetering, I want to call it, again, I think Teetering.
I like that. I feel like that's a little on the nose.
But Living on the Edge just sounds like an Aerosmith song, because it's an Aerosmith song.
Two guys in a car.
Well, the name doesn't matter. We'll come up with it.
Living on the Edge is pretty good, though. Well, because they're both they're confronting who they are in this moment.
What about Tilton? All right. Look, we'll get back to that. The point is this. Brian and I like to get together. We like to work on these scenes. We write them. And one of the ways to get into it is we just sort of improvise these two characters who, you know, they're very interesting guys. Brian's character is named Mitch, and he doesn't like that.
Mark, man. I don't like Mitch. Your name is Mark. Wes.
No, my name is not Wes. We've been through this. No.
It's a good name.
I'm Eddie. Okay, so you're...
But Eddie
what are you,
so
Mark?
New York, Will.
All right, we can change the names later. Right, it doesn't matter what the fuck the names are. So Jim and John or whatever, it doesn't matter, Brian. That part doesn't matter. What matters is the drama. And we're just going to improvise part of the scene now. They're looking back on their life. They're wondering if it's over. It's reflections. It's stuff like that. They're teetering. And let's join Steve and Dwight as they're in the middle of the scene. Okay? Hey, calm down. Calm down. Okay, calm down. But wait, Brian, I'm not saying calm down in the character right now. I'm telling you to calm down.
He's literally about to go over
a
cliff, man.
But this is we're just
yeah. But I'm making choices here.
They're very, very strong choices.
Man. Yeah, and
here's
that's
what
important.
I'm saying: we have our audience.
I literally didn't even get a chance to
hold
anything.
On. This is our 10-minute podcast audience. Yeah. Let's introduce them to it slowly.
Well, all right?
So this
is a
part
car, bro. I don't know how else you want me to do it.
Yeah, but they've been sitting in the car for like an hour and a bit.
Well, then they could die any minute.
I know,
so if you don't
at
mind,
this point they're a little.
Wow. All right. So it's, okay, can you not?
All right. Go. So okay, so it's Bruce and Trent, and they're in the car. You're Bruce. I'm Trent. A little bit less sauce, man.
Just, you can't direct me, bro. You got to let me do.
You got to put a little less salt and pepper on that steak.
You got to let me do what I'm doing, man.
Yeah, I know, bro.
I've done a lot of acting, and I know how I would be.
Just a little less sauce.
I know how I'd be.
You should probably back off the mic,
too. I'm scared of heights.
All right. Don't worry about that.
Please don't. All right. Please don't direct me, man.
All right. Okay. Greg, how you feeling, man?
You said it was Bruce.
Okay. Whatever. Which name do you want?
Bruce,
let's get that out of the way. All right. I'm Trent. You're Bruce.
You guys.
Okay.
Trent.
I'm Trent. You're Bruce. Here we go. And fucking halfway through the fucking show now.
Come on.
Is our process. I got it. This guy's crazy. You're Bruce. I'm Trent. Don't be shivering. Try not to shit yourself.
I'm scared, bro.
Back off the mic, bro.
I'm in the scene. I'm scared.
Back off the mic,
Trent.
Though.
I'm scared, man.
Oh, here. See what he
I'm
did?
I'm scared.
And action.
I'm scared. I'm so scared.
I know you're scared, Bruce. We're all scared. But scared of what?
Scared life of happens dying. To what the do you living. Think, man?
Hold on. Let me finish my line. God. Hold on. Life happens to the living. And when it's over, you can't take it with you.
I know, Trent. I don't even know what that means right now. I just want to get home to my kids, man. I don't want them to grow up with some other dude raising them. Yeah. And I don't want to die like this.
Hey, man, no one's going to die.
How do you know, man? This car, if I even move, this car's going to go over this cliff.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing you can do to help our situation out is stop crying because you keep teetering the car back and forth. All right.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Just try to relax. Try to breathe.
I have something I want to say to you.
What's that?
Okay, don't get mad.
I'm not going to get mad, man.
Okay, you know, Tommy's a great kid.
You mean my son?
Yeah. You know, like sometimes joking around, we're like, that kid looks just like
me. Like who, Dwight? Bruce?
It's like me, right? You know?
What are you saying?
I'm saying just things happen sometimes. That's all I'm saying. And they weigh on you hard. And sometimes you get in a situation where you don't know if you're going to make it. You want to come clean before you meet your maker. I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell you again. We're going to get out of here. But if you're saying what I think you're saying, you're lucky we're in a car teetering, living on the edge. I mean teetering. Because if it wasn't for that, man, I'd be across this car kicking your ass.
I know, man. Please just calm down. I guess maybe I'm telling you this because I'm afraid of you and you're bigger and I know you'd kick my ass and I just want to say this to get it off my chest in case we don't mate.
Don't worry about it, Craig. I got something to tell you.
What?
You remember that time you were helping out your wife with her book club and
yeah,
you guys
sure.
had that bake sale?
Uh-huh.
And I went to help your wife?
Yeah.
Well, I did a little more than help your wife with the bake sale.
Well, I'm confused.
You know those brownies that everybody liked?
Yeah, sure.
I shit in those, and I also fucked your wife. Okay. That's a little too much, right?
God damn it, dude. Yeah.
Well, no,
why
I don't
would
know.
You shit in the brownies and then fuck my wife?
I don't
man?
Know.
Also,
you
that
said,
was my... I just
You said that you...
That was my
have,
thing, and
you
then you
sired,
copied my...
You sired my kid, yeah.
Yeah, and so instead
and
of going
I say
with
I
that,
shit.
You chose to say, I shat in brownies. I
fucked your wife.
Yeah, I mean...
It's too much. It's too much.
I think so.
But this is good because we show the audience what our process is.
Well, I just wanted to be in a situation where I say that to you and you can't hit me because the car will go over.
Right, that's
and
good.
You got to
well, okay,
take
let's
it.
Take it from there. Let's take it from there.
Fuck. All right. Okay.
Just don't move, man.
I'm not. Please don't you move.
You're
I
lucky
guess
we're
I'm...
in a car teetering on the edge or it would be a different story for you right now. I'll
yeah.
Tell you that.
You'd probably kick Jim. The shit out of me or maybe
Jim.
Even kill me.
John. Jim. It's, what's your name?
It's fucking... It's Bruce,
Bruce you're
bro.
Bruce.
You have to get my name.
It doesn't, the names
it
don't matter.
It does matter because I'm trying to stay in character. And if you call me John, I'm right. like, you know.
Living on the edge is good, by the way. I think
can
I'm
we just keep doing
that.
The scene, bro?
No, we don't have a whole lot of time left.
Well, I mean.
We can keep going.
Yeah.
All right, let's take it from, okay, we got like a few little while
mean,
left. Let's shoot way forward.
You threaten me and you're really
no, no, no,
mad.
We're way over that now.
Fuck.
And now we're talking about good times.
All right.
Yeah, that was the best summer of my life, man. I'd give anything to be back on that lake right now.
Hey, remember when we were in Wyoming and we saw this antelope and we pulled out those guns and we were like, let's not shoot the antelope.
Yeah.
We were so drunk, we let loose. And they looked like paper bags blowing in the wind after we were done.
Those are the sort of memories you wonder if you're dreaming.
It was so
but I'll
bad,
tell you
right?
What wasn't a dream, me fucking your wife. I did it again.
You know, man?
Yeah.
I was trying to go with you there.
Yeah.
And
it's not, yeah.
I don't think you would. I don't think the character would say it that aggressively.
No, he wouldn't be like.
You know what I mean? Even though you know that your kid is now my kid.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like that would be a little bit. Do you think that's a little too much?
Yeah, I do. I do think it's a little too much.
Okay, can you stop saying that then?
Fuck your wife.
Yeah.
What if the show... Okay, now just go with me. We only have a few seconds left here. What if they're in the car on the edge, are going to fall, but the whole thing's called I Fucked Your Wife? Oh, how about we call it 100 Ways to Fuck Your Wife?
I don't know that is what we're trying to work at. Because
but that's what they're talking about, that my character, that Trent fucked Bruce's wife.
Yeah.
And they're in a car and they're going to fall.
So we both fucked each other's wives.
No, you sired my child through artificial insemination.
What?
But I
why?
Fuck, but
you're
I
trying
fuck
to...
your wife on the reg.
No.
Like, all the time.
I don't get that plot twist.
I think it's pretty good. Hey, Brian. What's your favorite sandwich?
What?
What's your favorite sandwich?
Come on. I don't know. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last.
That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast. Pardon me. Hey, welcome to 10-Minute Podcast. You want to buy something on Amazon, you go to 10-Minute Podcast. Hey,
go to the banner, guys, for real. Go to the banner. If you want to buy anything on Amazon,
if you enjoy the show, tweet about it and Facebook about it.
Why?
All right, what do you think of that?
Don't do that.
Yeah, do it.
Nah,
and then,
it doesn't matter.
But for sure, subscribe to us on iTunes and rate and review it there. And buy our live show. You can get it everywhere.
Our live show is very funny.
Yeah,
I mean, you guys were
iTunes.
Very funny. I was a little off.
You were not
off.
I
was
good.
I'm always amazing.
All right, but you were a little off because you were sitting right next to me. So that would, by proxy, make you a little off.
If we're
grading this on the curve, you were at the bottom of that hill, Sasso Mountain.
That's not true. I'm a subtle performer.
Well, no, not as subtle as me. It kind of got it all. Kind of got it all from all
You're
aspects.
Broad.
No, I'm not broad.
Broad
no, I'm not.
Actor.
No. Very
Here's
subtle.
My character.
No.
I'm from New York.
No, now I know you don't even know what you're talking about because that's not what a New York guy would sound. You want to hear my subtle New York guy?
Yeah.
You want to hear how subtle my subtle New York guy is?
Go ahead.
Don't do David Greco. Ready?
Not.
You're doing it. See, you're ripping my shit off.
Come.
You're bit stealing.
Good.
Okay, ready?
Good.
Here's my subtle New York guy. See how fucking subtle that was? See?
That was actually really
good. It was very, very subtle. Yeah. My name is Will, the chief engineer of Laughter and Cheer Sasso.
You know, you can't change your nickname up every single time. It's kind of ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
All right.
And Still got it. I feel like changing my name to Brian Still Got It Callen.
Well.
It's an idea. It doesn't matter.
You get a lot of ideas. Crystal is not here, so...
No, he's not.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Right? Do you give a shit that
no,
he's not here?
No, I don't miss him one teeny tiny bit. Don't miss Drippy Locks checking his phone. Don't miss Drippy Locks saying, I gotta be out of here, guys. I only got an hour.
Wait.
Don't miss him.
Wait, are you telling me that Drippy Locks looks at his phone while we're recording? If he's not here. Just remember, he's not here to defend himself.
I don't want
to
plan anything. Ooh, whoops. No. I'm going to phone it in.
All right, man.
Nah,
calm down.
No, you all right.
All right.
I've had it with that guy.
Yeah, that's...
Had it with his social media. Had it with his success. Had
well,
it with
that's
all
very
it.
Jealous.
Had You're it showing... with him taking pictures of himself with his shirt off.
Yeah, that for sure.
Punch
I'm,
him out.
I'm finished with that. But I'll tell you, what I really like right now is this subtle New York guy you're doing.
Thanks, buddy.
It's very natural. I actually bought all of it.
I appreciate that. I'm really thinking about changing things up, man.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking about getting a tattoo.
Why?
Don't
do that.
No, because I just think that
you're
I've
a
always
grown
wanted
man.
To... Yeah, that's the thing, is I always wanted one, couldn't figure out what I wanted to get. So I might get something really cool. I might just, you know, I'm trying to figure out what exactly it is, but I want it to have symbolic power.
But
I want it to be multicolors.
Right. You said you always wanted one. I've never wanted one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, that makes sense that you wouldn't want one.
Well,
though.
No, that doesn't make. Don't jump to conclusions about. Oh, I wouldn't.
What
want,
would you? Really,
oh, Will, yeah. your skin loaf, your giant dough. And
if,
then
if
I
you
said,
were to get it, if you, I'm not, if you were to get a tattoo of
how,
bread,
why would you? Why
bread,
would you ruin? Why would you ruin your perfect alabaster?
That's not what I was
sloping
thinking.
Gigantic frame.
No.
I
would get if I were you. You could get several tattoos. You could get.
I could get a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, a piece of bread.
No.
Or a bagel. Something like that, right?
No. Right? Don't look at me. Okay. Don't look at me. But here's the reason.
A golden retriever.
One of the reasons I would never get it.
Right? I mean, no. Right?
Wrong.
Could you get that?
Wrong. One of the reasons I'd never get a tattoo is because I'm an actor. You're an actor.
Yes.
Right? So you don't want to get a tattoo because then it'll fuck it up. I look at Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'm like, dude, this guy's got all the Samoan tattoos down the one side.
Yeah.
He's got the Brahma Bull on the other side.
You got to wear.
But The Rock also is doing, you know, a project after a project where they're going to cover up what they need to cover up.
That's right.
Or give him more tattoos if they need to or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And that's the
thing. I'm not doing that.
I just think a tattoo.
I even think as an actor, they're not going to hire me. Because I've got a bunch of tattoos down to my wrist. Or maybe I would get sleeved out.
Yeah, you could get sleeved out, but they probably wouldn't hire you anyway.
Like, hey, man. Hey, man.
You know what I mean, though?
No, no, no. You're being very passive-aggressive this episode. I don't like it. Two questions for
you. Sure.
But I need you to be the opposite of Brian Callen and answer 100%. It quickly. Number one. First question is, what tattoo would you get if you're going to get a tattoo? Real quick. Don't even think about it.
A bull.
A bull.
Yeah.
A bull or
but,
a bull.
But that's not true.
Would you
I don't
put a bowl
said...
on me? Would it be a bowl of grits or oatmeal?
You would 100% get a bowl of oats.
On my stomach.
Sure, a bowl of oats on your stomach. Or a bowl of dough or a bowl of bread.
Yeah,
you know,
and
it
get like
for
like
you.
Tupac used to have Thug Life on his stomach.
Yes,
and mine
yes.
would just say Carb Life.
Carb Life would be fantastic for
with
you.
A bowl of just, some undistinguished
just
white
yeast. Get yeast and hops.
So you're getting a bull. You're getting
a bull. I don't think so. I'm sorry that I spoke out of line.
Yeah, but see, but that's the kind of thing that a 19-year-old Brian Callen would do, like on vacation in Cabo, is get a fucking bull, and I'm happy that you don't have it.
I think I know what I want.
Now, here's my second question. But bull's fine. Bull, it doesn't matter. Because you're never getting it.
Can I change it?
That's not what this podcast is about, actually. I've decided that fuck that.
Okay.
This is what I'm deciding about this podcast.
Okay.
Fuck that shit. All right,
well,
Here's what the podcast is really about.
Yeah.
What sort of things would be different about Brian Callen? And I'll answer some of this, too, with the time that we have.
Yeah.
What would be different about you if you were not an actor, if you weren't in showbiz?
I'd be a teacher.
You would be a teacher. Okay, now, Brian Callen the teacher. Does Brian Callen the teacher have tattoos?
Probably.
Yeah, you can, because you're not worried about the things that I just laid out.
Yeah, right? And I would have tattoos of sayings, you know?
Oh, cool,
Scripture,
man.
Scripture.
Would you put them just completely straight up horizontal across your ribs sideways and then take pictures in black and white on Instagram where you just seem to be sleeping or resting? Why did someone take that picture? It's certainly not a photographer. It's just your girlfriend taking a picture of you. That's dumb. Don't Instagram that. Would you do that like people do?
Well, I think also it's important for your students to know that there's another side to you. You know, you're not just a nurturing man who points you in the right direction.
I'll tell you what I would do if I wasn't an actor.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do professionally. Probably, I've always been not super into it, but I've always loved, the outdoors and stuff. Astronomy has always fascinated me. So let's skip that part.
Nerd, huh?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Let's skip that part of it. Or a craftsman of some sort. Have you heard about this recently? There was a football player who turned down a giant contract to become a farmer.
Yes.
You did hear about this.
Yes.
Okay, so we all sort of sometimes...
That's kind of a fantasy of mine, to be honest with you.
To live
on a farm.
It actually is, to be able to do something with your hands.
To grow
and build
things.
And grow things, yes. That would pull me somewhere, to find something in the great unknown or to actually build something that people can use. I do sort of do that.
Jesus was a carpenter, right?
That's right. He was. And I build laughs. I build laughs for people. I build thoughts people watch my dramatic work and they just enjoy it. And I just care that
you
come home from your day of work and you enjoy it. And but here's what I would do. I would have I'm a big dude, but I'd gain weight like who gives a shit.
Whoa.
And I would have a Garth Brooks Stone Cold Steve Austin goatee. Straight up.
Okay.
But I don't care.
I know, but Will, what would you get a tattoo? This kind of took a weird turn because you were trying to talk about...
No. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't... I don't care about the tattoo.
No tattoo.
If I had a tattoo, I'd have the most manliest tattoo just on my shoulder.
Which would be?
It would be very normal.
A battle axe?
Something even dumber than that.
Yeah.
Just like a
band of some
You know
kind?
What it'd be like a cartoon tire with like the dust being kicked up underneath it,
yeah.
And it's going so fast and it's spinning out that it's like kind of a sideways oval,
It's like, oh, here we go. Or something just, I don't even give a
Cheetos.
Shit about.
Cheetos.
No, not Cheetos.
I don't know.
Don't be like,
no,
I don't know.
I don't know what you would get.
What else would be different imagine. About you if you weren't an actor?
Well, I think that
real quick,
for the most part, I'd 100% be a black belt in jiu-jitsu,
no.
And I would box, and
more
I'd be a ranked tennis player.
What would you?
And I would speak fluent French because
I tell
have
you
more
what,
time to worry
about I tell you
what,
you know, what's one thing we've talked about is that, you know, we're out here, you're married, you have two kids, I'm not married. If I wasn't an actor and I was in some sort of other field, you could be damn sure I'd probably be married to my high school sweetheart and I'd have 18 kids.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing. If I wasn't an actor, I definitely wouldn't have gotten near the amount of talent. Not to be, but listen, I was in, I'm a regular, I'm all right looking, but I'm not getting tail without my modicum of sometimes working actor celebrity.
Well,
I mean,
hey, let me add to this.
I milked that like a farmer with big hands.
I'm 39 years old, so let's slide the door to that parallel universe where I'm not an actor.
Sure.
I'll tell you one thing about this.
Still a virgin.
Yeah, I'm still a virgin, even though I have 18 kids.
Yeah.
And I didn't even cut it to become an astronomer. I would just do that as a hobby because I work in a warehouse wheeling those wheels around, pushing them. That's why I have. And it all comes back to the tattoo on the shoulder. I'm like, this is what I missed. This is my opportunity. Now I just push wheels around a... No, not
Cheeto.
No. What are we doing, Mom?
We are doing a podcast.
Podcast?
Yeah. Did I say right?
Yeah, last time you said broadcast.
Oh.
I prefer it when you call it a broadcast.
Broadcasting.
Yeah, broadcasting.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. You want to go to 10minutepodcast.com, hit all the banners, do all the things, tell everybody to listen to the show, and you subscribe and rate and review the show. You got into all that. We don't have a whole lot of time to spend on that because this is a very special episode. Brian Callen, Chris D'Elia are not here, and I'm being joined for the second time on the podcast, or sometimes the broadcast, as my mom says, by my adorable Italian mother. Hello, Ma.
Hi, William.
How are you?
I am perfect.
Yeah, good. I think you're perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. Mom, this is the second time you've done the show.
Yes.
We had another episode, which you should go back and listen to if you haven't heard it. Stop this right now. Go back and listen to Will's Adorable Italian Mother. And that was the last time you come out here to visit me quite a lot. But
of
then,
course,
but
yeah.
You were on the show a year and a bit ago.
Yeah.
And last time we were celebrating your 50th wedding anniversary.
Yes.
And at this point, as we record this, you and Dad have been married for over 51 years.
Yes.
And together for 60 years.
Yes.
And you'd think that'd be enough for Babbo to come. When I say Babbo, that's Italian for Dad, to come join us down here. No.
Yeah, but Daddy would never
He would never do that. He's a man of few words, and he doesn't have time for this. Okay, so, Mom, it's the holidays.
Yes.
Yeah. And you guys are here as we record this, and then pretty soon I'm going to be up in Canada with you guys for Christmas.
Celebrate Christmas with us. Yeah,
that's nice.
Of course, yeah.
So I thought it would be nice to have you on the show. It's it's a departure from what we normally do. And you guys, Mom, you never listen to the 10-Minute Podcast, right?
No.
And that's a good thing.
Sorry.
And you know, Mom, I want to tell you something, and I want to tell everyone listening something. My mother is sitting right next to me. You know, just off to my left, which is normally where Brian sits. But you're not using Brian's microphone. I have Chris's microphone in front of your face. And loyal listeners of the show will know why. Do you know why you're not using Brian's microphone today?
No.
Because I love my mother more than anything in the world, and Brian farts into his mic every once in a while.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep,
really?
It's true. Mom, it's true.
No.
Every once in a while. What's your reaction to that, first of all?
Well, can I say?
Yeah, please, Mom,
it's
be
disgusting.
Honest. It is disgusting. He's a grown man, and people don't need to hear that, right, Ma?
Yes.
Now, I hung out with Brian's parents not too long ago. I probably should have brought it up to them, right?
Yes, for sure.
They could have scolded him, right?
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And actually, as we record this, I saw Chris's parents yesterday.
Yeah.
And they're very proud of their son. He would never do something like that.
No.
Fart into the butt. Would your son do something like that?
Never, only once.
What is it? Quando io fai una piridilla, then what?
You got to explain what
okay,
is
okay, well, I'm saying, so I just said something in Napolitan.
about passing wind. But that's enough. That's enough. You're my mother. You've seen these things. You used to change my diaper. But anyway, Brian, stop farting into the mic. But I'm way ahead of you because I switched the mics so my mom doesn't have to speak into your fart foam.
Otherwise, I will smell it.
Well, mom. You really hit the joke right on the... Yeah, good, good. Now we're all clear. Okay. Just in case you didn't know why. All right. Mom, you and Dad immigrated to Canada in 1966, yeah?
Yes.
And my older sister and brother were a toddler and an infant back then. And then 10 years later, I was born.
Yeah,
right?
10 years after you were a bigger surprise.
Okay, yeah, I was the big, that was the surprise in 1975, right? Was that a bit of a surprise?
Yeah,
okay,
of course.
That's fair to say. Must have been. When you guys immigrated, some aunts and uncles and cousins and everybody came over, right? Yes. And you guys started a new life in Canada.
Yes.
We had great Christmases, and thank you for those, Mama. We had a wonderful time growing up and all that good stuff. What I want to talk about is before you came to Canada and before you had kids and before you were married, when you were a little kid, I want to talk about, I think our audience would like to hear, it would be interesting to hear what it was like in Naples, Italy, and, you know, back in Europe in the, during World War II, and you guys were having Christmas. Yeah. What was that like when you were a kid?
When my daddy was a great guy, you know, he was the only one working. We were eight kids. But long before Christmas, you know, approach, my dad used to have a big, how do you call it, that manger?
The nativity scene.
Yes, but it was big. My dad used to make mountain, the water coming down, the sky blue, the stars, and all the people, you know, the people selling sausage, meat. And I used to help Daddy.
And make all the little townspeople and all the whole thing.
It was Daddy and I. It was the lady washing her clothes outside.
Yeah.
The ships coming down.
Yeah.
My dad was an artist for that. And he enjoyed it. You could see his joy in his eyes.
Yeah.
Everybody coming used to say, "Did you see?" You know, he was so proud of this
nativity scene that he made.
And then at midnight, I used to stay close to this manger.
Yeah.
And I used to sing a song every midnight.
What song, Ma? Do you remember?
I said, "Tu scendi dalle stelle, o Dio del cielo, e vieni in una grotta al freddo al gelo. Oh, bambino mio divino, io ti vedo qui tremare. Oh, Dio beato, oh, quanto ti costò d'avermi amato." And that's it.
That's a nice song, Mama. That's so beautiful. What's that song called?
Tu scendi dalle stelle.
Yeah. So do you think Luciano Pavarotti? Probably. iTunes. Get it on iTunes with
Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah, maybe Bocelli did it.
Flamingo.
Yeah, Placido Domingo. Yeah, Flamingo. Placido Flamingo. Mom, on the podcast we do a thing where we say when someone makes a mistake, but I'm not going to do that. You're my mother. But it's Placido Domingo. So, Mom, you guys would sing songs and that sort of thing, and then midnight mass was always a custom. Yeah,
yes.
Of course.
Yes.
And was it before or after that you would do, because I know you guys would eat late, and Christmas Eve, the tradition in Italy, and we do it here too, is the seafood on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
When would you eat that?
After
midnight
mass.
You would have a seafood dinner after midnight mass.
And then we sit at the table a long time because, you know.
And with that much seafood in your stomach, I would imagine, it's a good thing that there wasn't any podcasts back then, because then everyone would be a Brian Callen, right, Mom? Making a little puzza into the mic. Puzza is Italian for, I'm not going to say what that word is. Well, it's farting. I can say it. You don't want to say it.
But it was good time. It was beautiful, Mama. Yeah. I still got in my memory those. I still see us sitting at the table.
That's nice.
All of us.
Yeah.
My mom and my dad, you know, we are talking about everything, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Fine, yeah.
So for you, Mama, the real meaning of Christmas?
Family. And that is the occasion to celebrate, you know, the festivity of Jesus. But the most of all is the family get together.
Yeah.
This is the way it was then. And this is the way it is now.
No, with your family,
with
right?
My family.
So, Ma, we've got a lot of different kind of people listening. You know, whether yes. you celebrate Christmas or yeah. Hanukkah, or you, yeah. or you just celebrate the holidays or yeah. whatever, right? What would you say to people, you know, celebrating the holidays now? What would be that your kind of Christmas yes. wish for them?
My Christmas wish for all of them. First of all, peace, and God bless you. But
yeah, but wait, hold on. God bless you, but.
Okay.
Yeah, go okay. ahead.
But yeah. everybody is free to choose whatever, but for me, the family is the important thing.
Yeah.
You can have any religion that you want, mm-hmm. but you gotta believe in Jesus.
You can have whatever religion you want, but you gotta believe in Jesus.
No.
Well, you believe in Jesus, and that's, I'm sorry to laugh, it's just the way you said it.
Yeah, it's yeah. very you, funny. You can believe any religion.
And you have the right to believe in what you want. Yeah. It's just, I'm sorry, the way you said that was very funny. I apologize.
Yes, but the important thing is to keep the family together.
That's what Christmas is
the
about.
The love
right?
of family, yeah. that is all about Jesus. Jesus wants us to keep together.
Yeah.
Okay?
And that's what you believe, yeah?
Yes. I
so, regardless that. Of your religion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you for coming on the show, Mama, and thank you for visiting. I love hearing about Christmas when you were a kid, so thank you for sharing that. I love you.
I love you too.
Yeah.
Happy holidays to everyone, and peace, and try to keep the family together. Merry Christmas. God bless you. Bye.
From our 10-minute podcast family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Fuck off,
hey,
Will.
Hey.
I have a family.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Ching, 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 ching. I know what you're doing, but
yeah,
it's
sleigh bells.
Sounds kind of vague.
Welcome
racist.
To the Christmas episode of 10-Minute Podcast.
Right.
I'm Will, the Shredded Santa Sasso.
No.
Because, like, it's
you're not
Santa.
That.
How do you yeah. laugh? How do you laugh?
No, they go, ho, ho, ho.
Okay.
All right, I'm Brian the Kid Callen. Everybody, Merry Christmas.
I don't do a insecure laugh.
You do a sincere.
I don't do a hit-based laugh.
I'm Santa. I'm the Shredded Santa.
Hey, guys. You know how I say Shredded Bear sometimes? Santa?
Yeah, it's insecure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. What's I already said who I am.
Okay, I'm Chris Lea. I don't have a name. I'm Rob, which is easy to get even on Christmas. So we're excited to do something for you guys today. We
yeah.
did it for you last year. We did serious singing and Christmas.
Yeah,
and
serious
it's
Christmas
something
singing.
That we did last year, and we're going to do it this year. And last year we sang Silent Night, and this year we're singing We Three Kings.
Now,
and
Chris,
we're doing it
when you were young.
When I was younger.
What did you do?
We would do serious singing with our friend. It would be like me and two other guys, and we would all try to sing for real seriously. And it's very hard because we tried to sing for real and we would all laugh so hard because it was cringeworthy.
So this is real singing.
So this is real singing. And if you do joking singing, you're a fucking bitch.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So you can do this at home, everyone listening. We appreciate you. So we're going to sing seriously.
And I'm just going to get right into
and
it
because
I'm going to rock.
We encourage you to do this with your family and friends. But you've got to be
serious.
And do real
singing.
Hashtag,
real
hashtag try hard.
And don't fuck around and joke around because that's bullshit.
Hey, come on, Chris. Please,
Chris,
it's
give us some real singing.
Right,
sing to Brian and I. Seriously, dude.
And sing to us.
I know.
Sing
here we go.
Me, and mean it.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We traverse afar.
Ground your voice.
Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. I kind of sound like the guy from Coldplay for real.
No, you don't though, because you don't have. You're so voicey.
All right, you do it then.
Okay, so you got it. You got to ground it here. We three kings of Orient are
Orient.
Bearing gifts we traverse afar.
You're joking around.
Yeah, you're joking.
You're joking around.
You're joking.
I am not.
I did it real. And
you did
you're
it real.
Fucking
you're
around.
Joking around.
Hold on.
And don't. You're a bitch.
Field and fountain, more.
There you
and
go.
Mountain.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, you
follow.
No, there you go. Don't joke.
Following yonder star.
Shit.
See? Can't do it seriously.
I'm trying, asshole.
No, he
back
did.
Off the mic.
All right,
you
try to do it seriously.
Let me try it again. please? Can I try?
No,
yeah,
fuck
try
you.
It again. Seriously.
We three kings of Orient are.
You're slipping into joking land.
Bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Oh, God.
That was pretty good.
Hey, you went into joke land a little bit.
You joked a bit.
No, right. I didn't.
Right. I didn't.
Stop fucking shouting.
Go ahead. Goddamn.
All right. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it in sort of a Josh Groban thing.
Just
as
sing
long
it,
as
bro.
It's real.
Real.
Yeah.
Real Josh Groban shit. All right. We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar.
You look like a fucking no. idiot.
Idiot eyebrows.
They are. They're going up like that.
Oh, man.
Bitch.
Field and fountain, moor and mountain following.
Your face is plum purple. Plum purple.
A little lower. Following yonder star.
There was a split second where Will looked in my eyes when he sang that, and I fucking couldn't take it.
So embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed.
My heart hurt.
Oh. You know what? Instead of the chorus, what if we all jumped in? All
right.
And did the song.
Okay.
And did it justice.
Okay.
Let's go.
With a little backing vocals, and we actually do this. Because there's a lot of lyrics to this
song.
Yeah,
man.
Okay.
All right.
I'll go.
Born a king on Bethlehem's plains, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Frankincense over heaven,
and go.
Frankincense to offer have I.
There you go.
Incense
on the deity deny.
Prayer and praising, all men raising, worshiping a God on high.
Oh,
star of wonder, star of light.
Right?
Star with royal beauty bright.
Don't make it a joke.
Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
All right. I didn't even know this. Look at these
Shut
lyrics.
Up.
My vocal cords
Here
hurt.
We go.
Here we go.
Mirror?
Already fucked it up.
Breaths of life, of gathering gloom, soaring, sighing, bleeding, dying, seemed in the stone cold.
I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty.
Fuck those lyrics.
Yeah, dude, I did. I was
you're no
still,
good,
I did
huh?
it best.
You know good. No,
I
you
did.
Did
it best.
It.
Yes, I did.
Not
I did
when
the
my voice got warmed
best.
Up?
No, well, my verses. I was the one on tempo the best.
I will agree that you
Admit
were on
it.
Tempo.
I was in tempo.
Yeah,
tempo
but also, myrrh is mine.
No, you can't go back. You
perfume.
Fucked it up already. No.
We missed that lyric.
Yeah.
You missed that
Look,
lyric.
We got these fucking lyrics. It's like, where did these? I had no
I
idea
know.
The song was
they
written.
All
that
they were written
language,
in 1600.
All that
yeah.
language. You, first of all, you don't know when it was written. Okay?
I do.
No, well, you don't.
Yeah, you don't. They don't
but,
be all.
But guys, check out this Josh Groban tip.
You don't sing like Josh Groban.
Myrrh is mine. It's bitter. bitter perfume.
And I don't like
okay,
it.
How about this?
Or how about
we
some,
three kings.
Not the wrong, completely the wrong.
Brian's the worst singer here.
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
yeah, I think you are.
Well, that's what we're
what if I did it on like the Mandy Patinkin thing?
You know? Try it.
Mir is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom.
Well, I don't
what
like
if I
that.
Did it like Bono?
But that's joke.
Do it like Bono. No, that's how Mandy Patinkin
but
sings.
But that's how you, you're doing it, an impression, which is not serious.
Okay, give us, Chris, give us some serious...
I do. That's all I do.
Do it, bro.
We three kings.
But fucking make me feel
Orient.
It.
You're tone deaf.
I'm not a good singer.
So what, May? Make us feel it.
It doesn't matter if you're
feel
a good
something.
Kings
no. Try again. No. Try again.
Brian, calm down.
Gifts.
Wait.
I'm good.
He's yeah, pushing on his stomach.
Well,
because you have to use your diaphragm.
Oh, it's so lame. Bro, you make me feel it. Sing to me. Make me feel
something. Let's all take another shot at this. Ready?
All right, go.
Okay, hold on. Let's all sing it.
Come on.
Is the podcast over yet?
Born a king on Bethlehem's plain.
Brian's joking.
Bring to
you are. You're joking.
Joking.
No, I'm not.
Now you're not.
King forever, ceasing never over us all to reign.
Here, let me do a quiet okay. chorus.
Oh. Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty.
See? That's nice.
Speak. That's not bad.
Westward leading still, proceeding, guide
wow.
us to
so bad.
Thy
perfect. You are
so
high
bad.
Over
shit.
The fucking map.
I know.
Why don't you do some of it?
I was killing all that.
Frankincense to offer had I. Incense owns a deity.
Brian, you're fucking everything up. You're welcome.
For what?
For what?
Well, yeah.
No.
You're welcome.
Who, us?
Yeah, it's very obnoxious.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
2014 coming to an end here.
That's right.
And I just, you know, we all did our things.
We've come a long way, haven't we?
Collectively, but also individually.
But
yes.
What was the you're welcome thing?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess.
Why do you seem so perplexed by my question?
Well, no, I feel like you're winding up right now, and this is how you wind up. So
I'm
what,
calm.
Okay, no, but I see you winding up
well,
to say something
look,
self-congratulatory.
Know,
so why are you welcome? We didn't say thank you. So don't you think that's a bit adversarial
but
and obnoxious?
It started, the podcast started, and then I said you're welcome. So the listeners, I'm going to tell the listeners that you did say thank you right before we started recording.
I didn't say thank you. Did you say thank you?
No, I didn't.
Well,
but
they're
going to
believe
who they're going to believe.
Believe. Yeah.
Look, let me tell you something. This is because we know Chris so well. We know each other so well. I'm reading your paper, I'm picking up what you're laying down, and I think I know what you're trying to say, Chris, because today, this episode is our 300th episode.
That's right.
It's a special episode, we're going to go 13 minutes, our 200th was 12,
yep.
100.
300 episodes is
yeah.
a huge accomplishment.
It is.
Yeah, it's great.
Way more
and we
than
stuck it out,
but
we never
Chris,
say die.
But here's what I'm saying. Chris knows that it's our 300th episode,
yeah.
and as soon as I hit record, he says, you're welcome.
Right.
Right.
So what are you trying to... Oh,
you
and hold on a second.
Said,
see
thank
how
you.
See how frazzled he got us? Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast,
yeah.
our 300th episode.
He hijacks
you
that
go to 10-Minute Podcast, hit yeah. band, do all band, be that.
Dude.
My name is Will, the chief engineer
no.
of laughter and cheer
no.
yeah.
over the years.
No.
No. No.
Sasso.
No.
What's your name?
Well, I'm Brian the Kid Callen, and you know.
No, and I am Chris D'Elia, and I don't have a nickname because I'm wrong. What you see is what you get.
I understand that. But what's funny is that I wonder after 300 episodes how much we've made on Amazon, and I think we've made in the area of almost $200.
Yeah.
Which is,
so
which
hit
is
the Amazon
what
banner.
You get when you really stick it out and,
right. you, know what?
And you have faith in the process.
And our two. And our,
thank you, by the way,
yeah,
Will, for always advertising.
Always advertising for no reason. Yeah. No, I absolutely hate it. I wish you wouldn't do that. So here's the deal. I have news for you.
Yeah.
When we glide softly into the year 2015,
mm-hmm.
I'm already done with. I brought 2015 in 2014. Okay.
So okay.
I was on my 2015.
It's a bit much.
I was on my 2015 shit.
That's awful.
In 2014.
Can I give you a little note for 2015?
Yeah.
Don't say hip-hop stuff without some sort of hip-hop tone.
No.
Because you said, what did you just say? I didn't.
I was on my 2015 shit.
Yeah, that's obnoxious.
In 2014. And now.
See, I don't know what that means.
I'm just about to inch into revealing and kind of owning my 2016 shit.
Well, but it's not even the end of 2014. It's December 30th.
And also, it feels like you're saying you're kind of futuristic and you're ahead of the curve. Is that what you're trying to say?
Thank you. I don't know if I'm trying to say that.
I didn't say, don't say thank you, because now I didn't, I'm saying, is that how you're thinking
about
it?
You know what? You're actually, I know what this is coming from. I do have a watch that hasn't come out yet. And now, you're
designing a watch?
No, I have a watch. That somebody gave me.
Because I want to tell you.
That doesn't come out yet. Like when someone gets a cell phone in 2006 from Japan and it has video capability.
But there are
and you're responding
to
that because you've seen my style.
But speaking of
being
ahead
of the curve. That was my 2014.
Hey, Chris, can I say something?
Let me say something really quick.
Well, okay.
Because I feel like he's saying he's ahead of the curve.
Oops, and okay.
I think he's saying he's ahead of the curve. And I feel as though if I were to put you in a lineup with the Bee Gees, you would fit right in. In fact, I don't know that I would know that I replaced one of the Gibb brothers with your face.
Yeah.
And let me keep going. Yeah. We could jump ahead. If I were to put you in the Knight Rider, I'm not sure I would know.
And while
if
we're
it was
making,
you or David Hasselhoff.
And while we're making references
right?
that don't get anywhere past 1982,
sure.
Because Brian's bringing up a band largely from the 70s and a show from the 80s,
but I think that's
I'd like to say that if you replaced John Travolta on Welcome Back, Kotter, I wouldn't blink.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I honestly agree.
I don't know. My voice going up, but you'd be Vinnie Barbarino.
Well, he's 100%
well,
Vinnie Barbarino.
I think.
What's up with your voice?
This is my, you know, I'm inching into 2016.
16? Hey, look,
is that a mature voice?
All right, look, man.
What happens actually is the years become shorter for me, and I start doing my years very quickly.
Mm. Well, we've
are you bending
about
time?
About May.
Are you Jaden Smith? Are you able to bend time?
About May or June, I'm going to do my 2017 shit.
Well, okay. That's good. That harkens back to our
and the
episode
end of
called 2017,
and the end of
which is one of the many episodes.
And the end of 2015, I will be on my 2018
okay,
show.
Okay,
can
you know
we, can we just for a second reflect on where we've come after 300
I was just
episodes,
say,
please?
Yeah, well, Chris, you're dishing a lot of sauce on what you're saying.
Well, where have you come? In 3 years,
starts, I will be well into 2019.
Hey, bro.
No one gives a fuck, man.
I still,
with my shit, with my shit.
After all right, 300 look. Episodes, I still want to use the back of my hand, the knuckle part of my hand, and drive it down at a 45-degree angle.
Cross his nose?
Across your face and nose.
Yeah.
I want to do that repeatedly, so that hasn't changed
by
for me after
2025, look, I'll be on my 2043-44 shit.
I'm going to boot your eye. Going to boot your eye.
Listen to me. It's been 300 episodes.
My ears get shorter.
This has been awesome. It's been 300 episodes. If you've listened to all 300 of them, we appreciate
you. I'm on episode 345.
No, you're not, dude.
You're not, bro. You're about
those
to get
don't exist.
You're about to get shooed up right now.
Hey, what's
how about we shoo you up?
Now, even though I don't even want to ask Chris this question now, you know, what's... Fuck, I don't want to ask.
Just do it.
Me.
I know.
Hey, what's changed for you guys in the near three years that we've been doing the show?
God, that's... Okay.
Don't go first.
Do you have a,
yeah, go ahead.
Just get it
this
over
is a 13-minute podcast, right?
Yeah, it's
going to
be...
Okay.
Oh, God.
No, I'm kidding. But, okay. So what
man.
I...
Oh, jeez.
What changed it for me, what I have to look over my shoulder a lot.
Why?
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 Because when I'm walking in and out of...
He's making a scrunchy face like, ooh, his eyebrows.
Yeah, like an apology right now?
I have to... Think about, you know, if I'm showing up to a place, like, what is the security like?
His
what
eyebrows right now.
Like, are you saying, is that because you're going to be mobbed?
Yeah, you know, Chris has got some motherfucking like, eyebrows on him, and we all
numb,
know that, and they arch
thumb,
pretty high.
Thumb,
but right
thumb,
now,
thumb.
Your eyebrows look like a roller coaster.
Numb some bum, bum,
okay?
Bum.
Your eyebrows look like two mountain peaks.
Well,
your eyebrows look like the end of the movie Alive when the two, you know, kids are you know, they're hiking through, and they finally reach, and which is beautiful helicopter sweeping shot.
The Hindu Kush.
Yeah.
jackets. My jackets got different.
I don't give a fuck
because they're
anymore.
More expensive.
Brian, what's changed for you?
A little bit. But they're also like of like rare animals.
Oh, jeez.
Weird.
I have accomplished all the things I wanted to. I'm a good family man. I have a crazy 1 hour I'm about to shoot. My boxing and my footwork and my tennis has gotten way better.
My bank
and my
account
French is excellent.
Is
Chris, no
hey,
one cares
Chris,
about
it's
that.
Not
that,
all about that, money. Yeah, it's about how you're contributing.
What are some of your
how right. you're growing? And I feel like I'm very proud that we've come 300
hey, you know,
episodes.
I've had a good time with some of the people that have dropped by. Why, we've had Arnold Schwarzenegger and
fans,
we've had
Jason really?
Statham. We've had, oh, Jason Statham.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Steven come Seagal,
up.
I think.
No, he's never been on the show. We did a little bit that
was
live with that. We had Hulk Hogan
so much for
all of our friends like Canadian Brad and David Greco and everybody's dad and Shauna.
And also,
look, why, even Garth Brooks. Hey, Chris, remember when Garth Brooks? Hey, Chris,
Twitter
Garth Brooks
and Instagram,
was here.
I work flies by, they'll say, and I'll just be like, I don't do it for that, but thank you.
You know, you're not even able to listen to anybody anymore. Yeah. You're so centered around yourself that you didn't hear what we were talking.
No.
Well, I didn't say, what do you mean, no what?
I'm not.
You're just your own, you're the center of your own universe, aren't you?
Well, I mean, that's funny when people say
what
that.
Kind of shirt am I wearing? Oh my God, you can't even see me.
You have a...
Oh my God.
Short shirt on.
I have a black sweatshirt
right,
on.
Right.
No, you said a short shirt.
Whatever it is, ask me...
Is Will wearing a hat or not? He's right in front of you. Oh my God.
Will has...
You're so myopic.
Chris,
you
what's your favorite part of doing a podcast with your two friends over the past 3 years?
Oh.
Holy shit.
Oh, no.
Did you just come a little bit?
He came.
Almost came.
Oh,
is
Chris,
it because of us? Or are you
I'm
just
trying? I
are you just imagining what's going on up in your head?
Chris, what are you thinking about right now? What's going on in your head right now?
Yeah, what's going on in your head?
I'm in my living room.
Okay.
And there's...
What are you doing? What are you doing in your living room?
Well,
Who's there?
There's three or four pies around. And
pies?
I'm, and
what?
These girls are feeding me...
They're feeding you pies?
Oh, no.
Are you wearing a toga?
Only thing I'm
wearing
is a blazer. I have a blazer on.
Oh,
and
blazer.
That's it.
Are you wearing pants?
No, I have no pants on.
And, okay. You're all hairy and
yeah,
you're eating pie?
And we're watching old episodes of Hunter.
Why would you watch Hunter?
At least they're not watching him. At least they're not watching episodes
and,
of Hunter.
Wait, hold on a second though, Brian.
And it's me.
Yeah, you're Hunter in it.
I'm Hunter.
You're Hunter
oh,
in it.
Oh, shit.
It's such a shitty show, dude.
It's weird.
Why Hunter?
And then there's guys looking at me and...
What are they doing?
They're... older men that yeah. are saying like we've been everywhere, we know right. a lot of things, but we wish it were you. Yeah.
Right. Oh, God.
Are they writing checks?
Yes, they're writing checks.
Okay.
That's right.
For what? What's
happening to the checks?
They're giving them to a guy.
Okay. What guy?
Okay.
Is the guy wearing glasses?
He's
a diminutive man, perhaps in a suit.
Absolutely,
you
that's
look
right.
Very a bookish man.
That's right. And
okay, that's your accountant, Chris.
He's saying thank you.
Okay, that's very
this
nice.
This will be a good addition to Chris's fortune.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus!
It's
they're just writing you random checks. This is the most narcissistic fantasy I've ever. It's
but
a daydream.
You asked me.
I know, but is there any giving of the money? Are you changing the
we're
world?
Giving it to. Oh God!
Yeah,
I can't think that far.
oh no!
We're giving it to other girls.
And you're giving it to girls.
You're spending it on girls, and they're you're paying them to service you.
Yeah,
what
candy?
Are they doing?
There's candy. I'm
There's
getting
candy.
Lots of
You're
candy.
Candy.
I'm getting, and girls, and they're giving it to me.
Mess.
And the girls are giving me pies and candy. And they're
Chris, come back to us, man. Fame has changed you. It's ruining everything.
I have a
this
blazer
is,
on it.
This,
it's a blazer.
We heard
you said that already.
There's wings
fuck
on
this.
It.
Chris,
the blazer has wings on
Chris,
it.
Chris,
yeah.
come look at us.
Face.
Come
I'm
back.
Drooling. Flying.
Oh man, are you flying? Are you flying in a sports
coming.
Car?
Oh, coming.
Are you coming?
Oh,
is the sports car cum powered?
I'm coming all over.
Leather. Are you leaving a rainbow interior. Behind you?
Leather interior, that's going to be expensive to clean up.
Yeah, but the accountant says it's okay.
Yeah, of course he does. There's all that money from those old guys who want to be where you are.
They're
and they've
dead
seen
by
lots
now.
Of stuff. Oh, they died?
They just died.
Is everybody dead but you now?
Yes.
And the girls. You still got the girls,
though,
right?
Are you on an island with sugar and...
They're dead.
This is the darkest...
I'm on an island.
I'm not proud of this
Chris.
Being our 300th episode.
Beam.
Thank you for listening to 300
episodes. Wait, there's a beam coming out of you?